Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and so excited to welcome back to the program country legend Larry Gatlin. Larry, how you doing?
Thanks. Good to talk to you. I'm eating a sandwich. I'll try to finish it up here. Boy.
Just got to grab it when you can, huh?
That's it. Well, got interview day, so it's pretty chock full.
I got
How you doing? How's the weather where you are? It's raining and cold in Nashoken.
It's cold. We're based here in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's cold. It just turned cold.
Mm. Yeah, that front came through. Boy.
I know. And you guys are going to be in Branson here pretty soon.
Yeah, we are. We're always going to be in Branson pretty soon.
Right. That's right. That should be the slogan. We're always going to be in Branson pretty soon.
We're always going to be in Branson pretty soon. That is a great... Well, hey, that's brilliant stuff. Turn that thing on. And what happened to our Chiefs?
Oh, my gosh. Tell me. In
what
Denver, of all places. In Denver.
Well, it's hard to play up there.
It's hard. And especially with the altitude and everything.
Well, if you get traded to the Rockies in baseball and you're a pitcher, you go, oh, please, God, don't do that.
Right. Hey, there was a kid from... my hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee, that played in for Colorado, Helton.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Todd Helton?
Todd Helton, good player.
That's right.
I am deluxe. I am greatly blessed. You know,
and highly favored.
Yeah, highly favored. Yeah, there you go.
Imperfect, but forgiven child of God.
You've done your homework.
Hey, listen, man, I love that song.
Well, I do too. I love Bill Gates. I love to write with him. He called me one day. You know, he said, "Harry, how you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm greatly blessed, highly favored, and perfect, but forgiven child of God." He said, "Well, we got to go write that." I said, "Why do you think I told you?" I said, "You're the songwriter of the century. I ain't never been the songwriter of the week." So wrote it. One album of the year. So that's a pretty good deal.
What are you talking about? You know, hey, listen, we have to call you Professor Gatlin now.
Well,
come on. I mean, you're teaching classes in songwriting. And where was that again?
Well, it's out in our little hometown of Odessa. That part of the world, you know, they joke about, say, that's where the dinosaur died. You know, that it's that geological part of time. It's called the Permian time period. So our little hometown and 150 miles in a direction. It's called the Permian Basin. So the little school is part of the University of Texas system. It's called the University of Texas, the Permian Basin. And did 5 3-hour classes out there, met some wonderful young people, and just visited with them, let them ask questions. I told them some stuff that they needed to read, and a few little kind of tricks of the trade about rhyme schemes and about melodies and how those come about.
But, that's so cool.
You know, people said, well, I bet they learned a lot. And I said, well, what do you think the chances are that 20 of them learned more from one of me than one of me learned from 20 of them?
Well, you know what? And that always happens, right, when you're trying to teach something.
Sure.
We just had Craig Morgan on here a couple of weeks ago.
And a great American.
Great American. He talked to some great Americans. We had some friends from Wounded Warrior Project ask him some questions about songwriting. And it was interesting. I mean, everybody's got their own way of doing it. Do you start with the lyric or with the melody?
Yes.
Somehow I knew that was going to be the answer.
End of story.
Yeah.
Well, the deal is, they come in all different sorts of ways. I'll just be sitting there and hear something or think about something, a word, a hook, a line, an idea. And I'll put it down on my phone or sketch it down. And then just melody will run through me. There is no set way of doing it. Mm. If I may do a little aside, when I very gratefully and humbly and was honored to be inducted into the National Songwriter Hall of Fame, I told them in my acceptance speech, I said, the melodies are the easy part. They always have been. Because, you know, just, you know, infinity of to infinity squared of how many different combinations. So, but I told them, I said, when I get the words right, the words always hum the melodies in my ear. And people after the show said, what'd you say? So that's kind of neat, wasn't it?
That's interesting.
I just made that up.
No, that's interesting. You know, you take a song like one of my favorites of you guys, Done Enough Dying Today. I mean, those words, all of the lyrics in your songs are just so meaningful. All the Golden California. I mean, they're just all so meaningful. So I understand exactly. Broken Lady. Ugh. You know, when you have 7 number one hits, 32 top 40 singles, a Best Country Song Grammy Award, you're doing something right. And now you get the band back together. You've got a new single, which is so good. Man, the harmonies. I haven't heard you guys in a while, but boy, the harmonies are so great on this. Amazing what just the right 3 minutes can do. How did this come about?
Well, somebody... You know, for all of my pomposity and verbosity, which means I talk too much, I'm a pretty good listener. Somebody said, you know, a couple of years ago, I don't remember exactly when it was, they said, boy, that All the Gold song did real good for y'all, didn't it? I said, yeah. I said, it did. I said, it's amazing what just the right 3 minutes can do. I mean, starting with Broken Lady, but especially with All the Gold. I mean, you know, we were already headline acts, you know, when we were headlining in Vegas and members of the Opry and doing all that, but that just took the career to a new height. And it just, you know, it's that gift that keeps on giving. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't understand when I first saw the title, what it meant. And then I listened to it and I knew exactly what it meant. And then I told my wife about it. I said, this song is called Amazing, What Just the Right 3 Minutes Can Do. She said, oh, is that about our love life? And I said, no, it is. No, it's not.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Well, we don't need that.
We don't. Come on.
We're doing the best we can. Well, here's the thing. It is about songwriting. There's no question about that. It's about our business and what we do. Think about something. How about that guy, Aroldis Garcia, or what, the guy for the Rangers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, it's not exactly 3 minutes, but it because he's had a bunch of the 3 minutes at the plate. But that one the other night, you know, a walk-off.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
You know, so if we, I tell people, I believe there are two kinds of people in the world. I believe there are rocks and sponges. And it's your choice. So if you're a rock, things are going to bounce off of you and you're going to go through life not really maybe taking advantage of some of those 3 minute opportunities. And like I say, that's metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a sponge and you kind of look around, see what's going on, and there may be just some little something that seems inconsequential.
Right.
Until you sit down and think about it a little bit, say, well, maybe I can do that, or maybe that would help out, or, you know.
Yeah, that is so true, Larry. We're talking to Larry Gatlin here, the National Defense.
Attention. Pay attention.
Right. Well, pay attention, be curious, try to learn something from everything. And, you know, you get that right 3 minutes. And you're exactly right. I mean, 3 minutes, you know, you're talking to a guy in radio, 30 seconds is a lifetime. So, sure. You know, 3 minutes, man, so much can change. Let me ask you this, Larry. Is this going to be played on country radio?
You know what? Number one, I don't know. Number two, I don't care.
I like that.
Well, I don't mean that to be flip, because I wrote another song started a couple of weeks ago, said, the more you care, the less you sleep. Finders keep and losers weep. Don't let your heart get in too deep.
Mm.
The more you care, the less you sleep. Yes, I would love for it to get on country radio. That would be marvelous. Having said that, we had our turn. Now, if we catch lightning in a bottle and country radio stations play, wonderful. We're grateful. If we don't get it on country radio, now there are other ways, you know, to put it out there. you know, on
absolutely
social things, and that's kind of the deal. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we did that? But I look back, Vince and I've talked about it. When's the last time he had a hit record?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when's the last time our friends, the Oak Ridge Boys, talked about them? When's the last time Lori Morton? When's the last time Craig Morton? When's the last time? It's not the way of the world. Now, sometimes you're lucky, like John Cash, and catch lightning in a bottle. After not having a hit for 10 years, you know, he did that when he get the hurt, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, stuff like that. Glenn Campbell didn't have a hit record in the last 20 years of his career. Things move on. So you have, again, you can be the rock and be hard and just, you know, or you can be the sponge and say, hey, there's some young kids out there and it's their turn. And we can still make a living. And like I say, when we do the songs and we do them up to our standards, we'll keep doing it. And like I say, I don't know what percentage of perfect I'll be able to live with.
But, well, not that Larry, Steve, and Rudy, the Gatlin brothers, need anything else. I mean, you guys have plenty on your plates and a lot to do. And you know, I mean, you're getting brand new stuff.
We'd take a hit because I'm gonna tell you what, you know, that high tide raising all boats. Right. It is amazing what the right. I mean, you know, if we really had the right three men, you know what? I can't understand. And I do understand it, but it causes me a little
consternation.
Consternation is a wonderful word. Discomfort, consternation. We have all the time big groups who are now, you know, superstars and solo artists and all that. Said, man, we love y'all. We grew up. We wouldn't even be in the business if y'all are the best, you know.
Right.
We haven't done a tour with anybody since Kenny Rogers in 1984. It's hard for me to believe now.
Wow.
Corporate America, you know, those record cuts. Wow, we don't want the Gatlin brothers. They're not going to put nobody. Very rarely are we called to sing on other people's records.
That's crazy.
But here's the thing. In the AA program, they tell you acceptance, you know, has answered all my problems. So you accept that thing and you move on. But really having a hit record. And instead of putting 1,000 people in a theater, if we could put 2,000 people in a theater and do that 80 times a year instead of doing it 50, and I'm not complaining. I really am not. There comes a time when it would be a little easier. We could get the bus again and route the dates a little better. Right now, it's back to kind of flying in somewhere, getting a rent car and going over there and setting up your stuff and doing it. And on occasion, I complain. And then when I complain, I think about what our daddy had to do to feed us.
Mm.
And yeah. I just get my hand in, get there in that Hertz rent a car, grab my guitar, and go sing for the friends and neighbors.
We're talking to Larry Gatlin here in the National Defense. Hey, you could always start up the cabaret in Nashville, or you can, you know, get a Branson Theater, do something like that. Yeah,
we tried all that. Branson didn't work. It just didn't work for us. I mean, it works. You know, going there and do a single concert, you know, sure. 4 or 5 times a year. We tried Myrtle Beach, tried that. And
oh, that's right. I saw you guys in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, it just, for some reason, it was not we just couldn't make it work. We still, for our time and effort, you know, were more successful on the road than we were there.
Well, Larry, you know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. So I got to ask you about this concert film. You guys have coming out the All-Star tribute to Lee Greenwood. It's basically you, Dolly, and Paula Deen.
Well, I don't. There's pretty other good.
No, it's everybody in the world's on that thing. But what a nice tribute that is, and it comes out on Veterans Day.
That's right. Well, Lee's a wonderful man. We've been friends for many years. Great singer, great writer, great performer, great patriot. So we were honored to be asked to come over there, and we just hope it does some good. We know it will.
Yeah, I think that's going to be fantastic. The new single is called Amazing. Not amazing, amazing.
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 Just the right 3 minutes can do. and it's out on all of the digital music providers, which that's really all you need. I mean, that's how people get their music now.
Well, yeah, it does, but we'll take those radio stations too now.
Well, is anybody listening to the radio? That's the other question.
Well, we listen to Fox News and baseball games. So
that's
right. We're on the road.
That's all you need.
Well, you know, people ask me, they say, well, what kind of music do you listen to when you go home? I said, I don't listen to music when I go home. They say, really? I said, no. I said, for me to listen to music when I go home is like a mailman taking a walk on his day off. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Who's your favorite songwriter?
Chris.
Who?
Christopherson.
Really?
Christopherson's the greatest wordsmith in the history of
language. Wow. Wow.
Since William Shakespeare. But there are some guys who are really up there tied for second. Roger, Willie, Mickey Newberry.
Mac.
Dolly Parton's a great songwriter. Dottie was a great song. Johnny Cash wrote the greatest love song ever written. Guess what it was?
We Got Married in a Fever.
No. Hotter Than. Well, actually, he didn't even write that. Who's that guy?
Ring of Fire?
No. June wrote that.
Folsom Prison Blues?
Well, John wrote that, but that ain't a love song. Well,
I hope it's not.
We're not going to go there. What more can you say about a woman than because you're mine, I walk the line?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Greatest love song ever written.
How about Mac Davis?
Mac's a great songwriter. He was a great song craftsman. He was a real technician. He was wonderful. Good friend of mine, wrote great. Again, if you can write a better song than In the Ghetto, go out there and try it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So there, I you know, Chris comes at it from a different place than a lot of, you know, he was a William Blake scholar, and Blake's my favorite English poet too, and has been, you know, forever. But Willie, I mean, what can you say? Pay no mind to her. She only wants to play. She's not for you. She's not for you. Crazy. Or Roger, it's my belief pride is the chief cause of the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
Why me, Mickey Lord?
Newberry. Mickey Newberry, sweet memory.
Yeah.
Coat of Many Colors. Go try to write a better song than Coat of Many Colors.
Yeah.
Go try a better song than Dottie wrote of Here Comes My Baby Back Again. There are bunches and bunches, but Chris, for me, just has a little. I know he was the smartest.
Wow.
You know, Mickey was the saddest. Roger was the weirdest.
Hey, I just interviewed Roger's son.
Dean.
Dean. Yeah. Yeah,
he's great.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he is. Wonderful guy. Very smart. Kind of like his daddy.
I've been interviewing a lot of sons of famous people the other day. I got...
they're dying, dropping like flies, man.
Is it A.J. Croce? R.J. Croce? Jim Croce's son, who is doing a tour called 50 Years of Croce, and he's doing his own thing. Sounds a lot like his dad.
Good. I didn't know about that. I'll look into that.
Yeah, it's
great. I love his dad. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, Larry, man, it's great catching up with you. Great to talk to you. Congratulations on the new single. And, man, just everything you guys are doing. You always do it great.
Well, we appreciate it. We're very grateful to the fans, to radio people and musicians, and just grateful to God for our blessings, for our health. And they can still do the music, and a few people pay hard-earned money to come out and hear them Gatlin boys.
Professor Larry Gatlin, thank you so much.
God bless. Good to see you, Randy.
Good to see you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Gatlin.